On today's show, a district judge throws the book at one of VW's engineers. Somehow or other, clocks in older Hondas are resetting to zero all on their own. And how HCCI technology breathes new life into the internal combustion engine. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show for enthusiasts of the automotive industry. The Volkswagen diesel scandal just took another harsh turn. A U.S. district judge just sentenced one of VW's engineers to 40 months in prison and hit him with a $200,000 fine. The engineer, James Liang, was a fairly low-level VW employee, but the judge said he was part of a, quote, massive and stunning fraud. Another VW executive, Oliver Schmidt, is expected to get a 7-year prison sentence. Both Liang and Schmidt worked in the U.S., but these two men were clearly not the ones who planned this scam. The plotters and schemers are still in Germany, which does not extradite its citizens. And that means those execs will never again travel to the U.S. or any other country where they could possibly face international arrest warrants. Last week, the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety reported that lane departure warning is helping to reduce car accidents. Now a new study from Toyota shows similar results, comparing cars with ADAS technologies to those without it. Cars with Toyota Safety Sense experienced a 50% drop in rear-end collisions, and vehicles that also were equipped with intelligent clearance sonar, a technology that helps prevent collisions caused by pedal misapplications, saw rear-end collisions fall by 90%. By the end of next year, Toyota says 90% of the vehicles it sells in Japan will be equipped with Toyota Safety Sense and ICS. A small number of Chevy Bolts are experiencing an issue with the battery. Reuters reports that some models incorrectly report remaining range at low states of charge due to low battery voltage, which causes the car to stop. GM says less than 1% of the 10,000 Bolts it sold are impacted. The company is currently arranging a fix for the affected models, but this shows that EVs still have teething problems. What the heck is going on with the clocks in older Hondas? That's coming up next.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. And by Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems.
When anxiously awaiting something, someone might say that time is standing still. And for some Honda owners, time has literally stopped. Digital clocks in 2003 to 2005 Pilots with the NAV system and 2000 to 2003 Odysseys have inexplicably reset themselves to zero. The problem cropped up on August 17th, and so far, no one knows why. Honda cannot come up with a fix or even figure out the root cause. Some wonder if it could be related to Y2K programming going back to the year 2000. But so far, this is a complete mystery. The UK's National Postal Service, the Royal Mail, has already tested a fleet of EVs from Peugeot, but now it's getting set to test a number of electric delivery trucks. The vehicles made by a company called Arrival look similar to a number of autonomous buses that have come out recently and will come in varying sizes and payloads with ranges up to 100 miles. The Royal Mail will test the delivery trucks for the next several months to see how they handle demand from some of the UK's larger cities. The midsize sedan segment in the American market is shrinking, but sales will hit 1.8 million cars this year. So there's plenty of opportunity for car companies with something new to offer to consumers. That's why we're seeing Toyota completely redesign the Camry and Honda do the same with the Accord. And it's why Hyundai just did a significant refresh of the Sonata. Pay attention to the new grille design on the new Sonata. It's going to start showing up on all Hyundai models. To offer more value, Hyundai is making blind spot detection and rear cross traffic alert standard equipment. A base SE model with a 2.4-liter engine and 6-speed automatic now starts at $23,000, while the top-of-the-line Limited with a 2-liter turbo and 8-speed automatic starts at over $33,000. By the way, that 8-speed offers a gear ratio spread of 7.4 to 1, which is quite good. Thanks to chassis and suspension improvements, the 2018 Sonata is quieter, has a firmer ride, and feels much more solid. The steering has a better on-center feel, and the car corners better. Sales of the Sonata are off sharply this year, but these changes could start bringing more people into the showrooms. Coming up next, HCCI technology breathes new life into piston engines.
Lear Kinexus is the new application suite in vehicle connectivity designed to deliver over-the-air software updates and more from Lear Corporation's e-systems, leaders in power and data management.
On last week's Autoline After Hours, we were joined by Matthew Riley, the CEO of Nautilus, a company that says it's cracked the code for HCCI engines. And in the following clip, he explains what makes its engine unique from other HCCI engines developed in the past.
You've got, I don't know what you call it, like a thick button on top of the piston.
That's your primary source for causing auto ignition. The cylinder raises the pressure as the piston's moving up. But when the primary piston strikes into the cylinder head, mind you, it never makes physical contact with the cylinder head. There's always a gap there.
Okay, but and in the cylinder head, it's part of the combustion chamber. You've got a notch where that button that sits on top of the piston fits
into. It's received. But it doesn't make physical contact with it.
Right.
It's just enough to where it allows it to raise the pressure in that particular
area.
Super
high. Way higher than you'd get in the normal compression.
Twice what you normally have in normal compression. So it causes...
You're talking what, 20 to 1 kind of compression?
18 to 21 to 1, depending upon what your RPMs are.
Okay.
Because you have what's called bleed off between the cycles.
And then, I guess to make room, you can't have valves in this head now. So you've got what looks like an L head.
Yeah, you could. But yes, it is more proficient to have the valves in the cylinder block.
So, I mean, this almost, I think people who know flathead V8s are going to be more familiar with this valve arrangement.
Yeah, the old Ford flathead V8.
Yeah. So, and that's the key, the button on the piston, the little notch in the cylinder head, and having the L valves. That's your secret sauce, as it were.
Correct. That is what allows you to do pre-ignition and control its timing of when that pre-ignition pressure is allowed to come out into the secondary and cause what's called pressure propagation. It's one pressure front with the heat equal in both, now coming out to the secondary with a higher heat and a higher pressure front, causing the secondary to auto-ignite.
For a deeper dive into Nautilus's HCCI engine, you can watch that entire discussion right now on our website, autoline.tv, or just look for it on our YouTube channel. That's it for today. Thanks for watching and making Autoline Daily a part of your day.